Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. 2,075 years ago today, Julius Caesar crosses the Rubicon River. Crossing the river into Italy, north of Rome, with an army. It broke the standing orders of Rome, which determined their rulers' armies could not invade. It meant insurrection. Civil war breaks out. Julius Caesar will famously say, "The die is cast," after crossing. Cross the Rubicon, the die is cast, is still spoken today. It can't be undone. It's past the point of no return. Rome ruled the world, and Julius Caesar now becomes a dictator. Displaces the Senate, right? His son is Caesar Augustus. Is what Jesus and the early church dealt with. And he was responsible for many Christian deaths. And it gets worse. Years later, Julius Caesar's great-grandson, Nero, murders St. Peter and Paul and martyrs countless Christians. We cannot lose sight how our Lord, in every year, will use evil, civil unrest, wars, evil times, even plague, for his good, loving purpose for his people. And the angels on the Bethlehem hills were announcing an invasion. And now Jesus, in the Jordan River, baptized. War breaks out. Immediately following this is Jesus with Satan's temptations. We get that in First Sunday Lent. The die is cast in baptism. Not for man's vain decisions, but in his desire to have you. In your baptism, the die is cast. Everything has changed. Think about it. Jesus doesn't need to be baptized, but makes baptism baptism. It says, you heard, fulfilling all righteousness. He stands in the waters to connect your baptism, his righteousness. His life, salvation. And so a new year is underway. Every year, each year, we have this weird, irrational tendency to begin a new year with the assumptions that things will truly be new and different and better. And resolutions, right, that are already broken. That calendar changes equate to humanity changes. With the new year, it may be helpful to remember painfully honest truths that you would do well to see how this ties into why Jesus is baptized and what baptism means. I think you and me made a whole lot of foolish decisions in 2025. You more than me, but we think like this. As we get older and flip the calendar years, we struggle to realize that the best, healthiest life is one of honesty and humility and faith and love and forgiveness flowing from Christ. The only real life, true life to live is centered on Christ. Yet knowing all of this, you still told countless half-truths and lies. You committed adultery in your heart, slander with your tongue, wasted so much time, rotted your brains looking at screens. Yeah, you didn't pass a single day, not even a single hour, in complete service to God and neighbor. And the good you wanted to do, you didn't. And the evil that you didn't want to do, you did. You're the same sinner you were a year ago. Nothing has changed. Certainly nothing on the inside where it really counts. What to do? Only one thing to do. Throw yourself upon the mercy of Jesus, who delights in forgiving failures, rejoices to embrace foolish sinners, and stands in the waters of baptism to bring you daily regeneration, daily works, baptized into his death and resurrection. He stands in the waters to bring you his righteousness in your baptismal life. You know, and consider, you're still not enough. The false bravado of man. You buy into the self-help slogans. You're addicted to think that you're better than other people who sin differently than you do. And you're an individual to think that you are complete. This individualism. Even without others, even without God, pastors, and spouse. There's only one thing to do. Throw yourself upon the mercy of Jesus, who eats with tax collectors and sinners and people who think they're great, who lovingly stomps out our self-sufficiency every chance he gets, who brings us into community, a church. I mean, you can't do it. And that's why he stands in the waters that you are baptized, that he is your life. He names you, and he is your only source to make it each day. And consider, you are weaker than you think. I mean, you have this tendency to assume that you're strong. I mean, that's dumb, and you know it. It's gotten you into so many terrible messes. That, oh, I'm strong enough to resist this temptation, you think. And minutes later, you think, my commitment to God is to the straight and narrow is strong, but your heart tells a far different, darker story. You listen to the world, and I mean, even your own inner voice, and get intoxicated on your strength. And the devil, the world play into this. You are weaker than you think. Daily you walk by dangers that could totally consume your life. He stands in the waters and is baptized to make you his. That baptized, you have a father. You can now pray, our Father. And were it not for your father's grace and his angels working overtime, you'd long since been destroyed or destroy yourself. There's only one thing to do. Throw yourself on the mercy of Jesus. Come to the reality. You're weak. And then you see he is your strength. He will fill you with himself, protect you from the forces of evil, and delivers on his promise to be with you always. You know, looking forward to a new year, what may come. Look forward to each day. Your God gives you breath. Remember, life is not about you. Your identity is determined by who he is, not by what you think or do. You are a baptized child of God. Spend the rest of your life pondering that. Your entire identity flows from your baptism, because one day Jesus stood in those waters and you baptized, joining you to him. Life is all about Jesus the Christ, and it's about your neighbor. Everything else, by and large, is vanity. Love your neighbor. Trust in Jesus. He will see you through. Live trusting your baptism. For just as when the Word Spirit got together in the beginning, launched first day of creation with water of life, so Spirit, Word, launch the first day of your new life, your new year, your new day, getting up each day anew as his baptized child. And one year will come when your baptism, his work, is complete. A perfect you, his new creation for eternity. That's why Jesus came, why he came to the Jordan, why he was baptized, and that's why he baptized you. His gift, his works delivered in your own baptism. His righteousness. You have been given, you have everything given to you at the font. The die is cast. The promise God spoke in heaven at your baptism is still good and always will be. In the name of Jesus, amen.